You're holding off Mem Gimel Amar Aleph, four lines down, but two dots. Hesei Buech and Nevorach. Down. So Mishnah again said, Hayu Yoshvin Kolech Nevorach Liatzma. If they were just sitting down to eat bread or drink yayin, each one makes his own bracha. Hesei Bu, when they lean down, then Ech Nevorach Lekulam. Then you can have that one makes the Maitzi and is Maitzi everybody. So Lacha Fon Hesei Bu. So Bimara Omarav, Loishono Elapas Deboyi Hesei Bu. It's only when you come to make a brachas ha-moitzi on lechem that if one wants to make the bracha for a few people, that it could only be moitzi them if they're all sitting and leaning down. In the times of the Gemaras, they used to eat leaning down. That showed they were kaveya, one makam, they were all together, then it passed my bracha shpat to everybody. That's Rav's kula. When you come to drink yayin, and who than any other meichel, could be you don't need ha-seib at all. Hey, the chshivas of having haseib was only by pas, since it's a chashiv achilam, there were only kaveya when you eat together and lie down together. But adbat yayin doesn't need haseib. Means by you have a few people drinking wine together, one can make the bracha for everybody, even though they're just standing. Reb Yechonon Amar no, afilu yayin nami bo yaseib. Yechonon's machmen says, no, even yayin, if one wants to make a bracha for the other people, it's only when they're all lying down and drinking. I mean, that's the sitting and leaning on the left side. Now, this halacha of Aseib here is talking about where everybody knows how to make their own bracha. It's just as an inyan from Roivam Hadras Melech. You have a few people together, it's an inyan you want to make the bracha for everybody. So that's only where you have a kvi, if you're all together in one place, then one can make a bracha for everybody. But let's say somebody doesn't know how to make a bracha. He doesn't know the nusach bracha. Then pshita, at any time, one person could make a bracha for the other person. If you want somebody to make the bracha for you for some reason, and the person doesn't make the bracha for you, if he's eating and you're eating, and he makes the bracha to be made to you, our din here is only metchila, where everybody could make and knows how to make their own bracha. When is there an inyan that one person should make the bracha for everybody? So saying that's only when you have haseiva, when they're all eating together and leaning down, that's called the bikaveya. Reb Yochanan says yayin also needs haseiva. You have to be drinking all the same place and lying down. Ika di amr, another shita is Omar Rav. Lo yishonu ela pasta mahani le haseiva. This shita Rav is very machmir, if I care. The only time that haseiva helps is only by pas. It's only by bread, by hamoitzi, there's such an inyan, one person can make the moitzi for a few people. But by other macholim and by shtia, everybody has to make their own bracha. That's providing they know how to make their own bracha. Avadit was saying, if somebody's a burr, doesn't know the brachas, then I could be mighty him. But in the case where people know how to make their own brachas, it's only by pas that it helps haseiva. Avayayin le mahani le haseiva. But drinking yayin doesn't help haseiva. That's not called a kviyas, because the pshat was people were not kaveya to drink wine together. So instead of each one's drinking his own yayin, I can't be mighty you with the bracha. We have Yechonon Amar. Afilu yayin nami mahani le haseiva. If Yechon says no, even by yayin also it helps haseiva. So you need haseiva to be moitzi. If you have a few people drinking yayin together and one wants to make the baruch priya gofer to moitzi everybody, it only helps when you have haseiva, when everybody is sitting and leaning down drinking together. Now lalocha, the mechaber is meikol like Rav's first shita that says only pas you need haseiva. Anything else, even without haseiva, standing up and drinking, one person could be mitzvah to the other person. But the Ramah is machman, that's our minig, that usually we're not mitzvah one and the other. He says only pas and yayin helps when you have haseiva. And it only helps haseiva for pas and for yayin. Mashenkein for other, for peiris, kozman people know how to make the bracha, and that's our minig, everybody makes their own bracha. We're not usually mitzvah one person makes the bracha for other people. They're just coming to have a snack, a fruit, or even cake. We're not made that one should make the bracha for everybody else. We're machma like the Ramon, like the second shita, only by pas and yayin is there such an inyan one can be made to the other one, and it's also providing only you have haseiva. Now we spoke out, like Tosafot before said, but zman hazeh, we don't need haseiva really to be lying down, because we don't eat lying down. By us it's enough yeshiva. As long as we're sitting down at the same table, that's called b'kaveya mokim, and one person could be mitzvah the rest of the rabbin. So that's why Amal by Shabbos, by Lecha Mishnah, that the Baal Avos makes the mitzvah the whole b'nei bayis, that's okay. Since we're sitting down, we have our seiva, so then one can make the mitzvah for everybody. Well, Kiddush of the Shaila, we'll soon see. Well, it's Taisa speaks here, and the Taisa goes on the next, we'll see the next Marsum. Mikra Adin Taisa says, Nalach is brought down that by Kiddush you should be sitting down. Since you want one person to be Moitzi everybody, like this din, Yoni Yetzi with Haseba. So Shaila on the Chsidim, on the Svarish people, they usually stand up. You have the Pikabola is that by Kiddush it's Shaykh to have a Kviyas, even though you're sitting up. Because Kiddush is something different. You're not allowed to eat until you make Kiddush, and that's the beginning of the meal. So everybody listens good. It's called the Kviyas, even though you're standing. We'll soon see. Toi speaks out by Kiddush and Abdullah. You should be sitting down to have a Seba, one to be made to the other. That's another thing. The Mishnah brings down Lamaisa. So we usually, very rarely, do we might see one the other with a bracha. We always know usually to make our own brachas. Just either by Kiddush or else by the Moitzi. For Lechem Mishnah and Shabbos, you make a Moitzi. And the reason he says is because when we might see one the other, you have to have kavana to listen to every word of the bracha and to know what he's saying. And we don't have such good kavana listening to somebody else. So if Chabad, it's always better to make your own brachas with Manazir. Because you say it for yourself, then for sure you yotze. If you have to listen to somebody else, you have to hear every word and know what he's saying, it's not so easy. Right. Meisvei, Fredimor Akasha, says in the Mishnah, Braisa, Ketzad Seder HaSeder. What's the Seder, how you have HaSeder, people used to come in to eat a meal. Orchim Nichnosim. The Orchim, the guest, used to come into the house. So in the Sant, Rashi says, the Orchim here means Danim. So the Baal HaBos made a big Suda, so he invited his own friends and his Bnei Beisoy. They were called Oyavav and Chaverim. The Orchim means he invited Aniyim also to come in. So they first came in. The Yoishri and Agabis to Solom. They first sat down on the chairs, Agabi Kedroya, stools. Achichnesukulam. Until all of them came in. It was like the Smorgasbord. Before everybody came together, they had one room. They used to bring water to wash one hand. They used to wash only one hand. Then they would bring for them wine. Everybody would make their own bracha. One would make for everybody. Everybody would make their own bracha. Then afterwards, all of us sabu. Then when everybody came to the suda, then they went into the main dining room. They went in to eat, and there they made haseba. They started to lean down. Then Bolehem Mayim, they brought water a second time. Is Afapi Shekol Echad Viechad Not the Yodi Achas, even though everyone washed already one hand, and that was an Indian, Tais says, Al Taptais is covered Habracha. It's such an Indian to wash your hands with one hand that you receive in the case of Yain to make the Bracha, has covered Habracha, Matkil, they washed one hand. Now they're going to eat, they have to wash both hands. Is Chazav and Notto Shtayod, even though they washed already one hand, now they wash over again both hands. Now, Bolehem Yain, now B'shach they made HaSeba, if they brought them wine a second time, Izaf Alpisha Kol Echad V'Yechad Berach Liatzmai, even though each one made their own bracha before for themselves, now though that they have HaSeba, they're all leading down, Echad Mevarach L'Kulam, one of them makes a bracha for everybody. So you see, Klo by Yain, you need HaSeba, and you see that HaSeba helps. Let's see Rashi. He used to receive the kais of yain. He washed his hands first, as covered avrocha. Then they went into the dining room, and there they went onto their beds and started to lie down. When you're coming to have passed the suda, usually you use two hands. Now, when they want to drink wine a second time, while they're lying down, they have to make another bracha. The Rashi Shein bracha Rishon Patrosi, because the first bracha did not part of this yayin. Shein Rishon Korish Afnei Hamozin. Sheinoi B'Mokam Suda. Even though the Mishnah said if you make a bracha on the yayin before the mozin, it part is the yayin after the mozin. That's only where it's taken. Right before you start to have your suda, you drank wine at that place. But here, first they had the wine in one room. It wasn't the Mokam HaSuda. Then later, they decided to go into the dining room and start eating. That's called the Shinu, like Mokam. When they came now into the dining room to lie down, to have their second kais, that was called the kais before the Mozin. We spoke about yesterday. That's the Yain Lefnei HaMozin. patas the yain shliachra mozen, that's only if you have your drink of wine right before the suda. It's in the same room where you're going to have your meal. First you took some yayin, like to start you off, then you sat down to wash, and then later you have wine, and later you don't have to make another brocha. That's also because the first yayin was like the beginning of the meal. Mashenkin here, where the first yayin was in a different room, and later first they came in to make haseibam, you have to make a second brocha. But here it says, echad mebrach lekulam. Since they have a seva, they're all leaning down, it's called the kriyas. Let's look at the Gemara. Lahach lishna diyama rav. According to the first lashon rav, that says, lashon uela pasta boy a seva. The first lashon rav was very kuludik. It said, only by pas, by bread, do we have to have a seva that one can make the brach of everybody. Avu yayin loy boy a seva. Mashen can come with a drink yayin. You don't have to have a seva. So according to that sheet of Rav, Kashi Reisha, it's rather Reisha. It says when the Orchim first came into the room, everybody made their own bracha. Why? Because they weren't leaning down yet. They had no Haseba. But according to Rav, we're saying that you don't need Haseba. Even without Haseba, Yayin, one could be made to the other one. So how come when the first case of Yayin, everybody had to make their own bracha? Drashi Kashi Reisha, Diktoni Kol Echad Yechim Baruch Liatznoi. Everybody had to make their own bracha. Why? Because there wasn't haseba. Rav says by yain you do not need haseba. Only pas needs haseba. Have the Gemara shani orchim the datayu lemeker. Orchim are different. Orchim, we said, are not the real people of Bnei Beisai. They're like aniyim, the guests coming here. So they have das to go away. So that's not called the kviyas at all. So Rashi shani orchim the datayu lemeker. Soifin lemeker v'lalois lehosib b'makamacher. They have das to move to another room to eat, so they're not kaveyu in this makam. Shein ze makam ha-mesiba. Elakan yoshvu, this room right now, they're just sitting there, ashikonsu kol akruyim, until all the people who are invited to the suda comes. The derech palibatim ashirim, the derech was the rich people, hoyu lezamen l'tzodosim orchim aniyim. When they made a big suda, they used to invite orchim, poor people there. Lo'ochi kolu orchim, that's why they're called orchim. Mashma, otherwise they should be called Oyavim, they should be called your friends or your Bnei Beisai. Why are they called Orchim? They were Aniyim there. Now, behold, the Yama Rav, Yain Levo Yaseba, when did Rav say before that when you drink Yain with a few people together, one can make the brother everybody in Eli Yeshiva Balma, that you only have to be sitting? You don't have to be lying down. Shalei Bishat Suda Kama, Oy Bishat Suda B'mokim Suda. Either it means Shalei B'mokim Suda means what you plan to stay in that place, or else you're drinking now the makam where you're going to eat. So since you're going to stay in this makam by yayin, as long as you're sitting down together, that's enough of a seva. But here the shtegel was, when the orchim came in, they were in one room first, and they weren't going to stay there, they were going to go into the next room later to eat the suda. So in this first room, the chlal is not called the makam trias, even sitting down. Therefore here, each one has to make his own bracha. But Rav is talking about where you are kaveya this makam to drink together. So then you don't have to dafka lie down, it's enough just sitting there. So the Gemara, Abalahach Lishna, the Yomar Rav. But according to the second Loshin, that Rav was very machmir, that Rav said, Loshon Noela Pas, the Mahani Le Haseba. Rav says, only by Pas there it helps Haseba, then one can make the bracha of everybody. Avu Yain, when you start coming to drink Yain together, Le Mahani Le Haseba. According to Rav, says it doesn't help. Even when you're lying down together, one can't make the bracha of everybody. Everybody has to make their own bracha. It was like Kasha Sefer. Here it says clear that when the yayin came later, b'shas haseibam, one made the bracha of everybody. Have the Gemara shani hosam. Here it's different. The migu the kamahani le haseibam lapas mahani le haseibam le yayin. Since here it was like in the middle of the meal, so they started to sit down, to lie down, to eat pas together. Now, when you're having pas, that is called a trias. So when you're eating pas, that's a choshev achila, that's considered we're all eating together. So since it's called a trias for the bread, that one can make the mitzvah of everybody, and this matzav now is called you being kaveya together. So here Rav is made the yayin also, one can make the bracha of everybody. Because when you're not coming to eat bread, you just want to drink the yayin, Rav hope that's not called a trias. It's not a derech like to drink yayin together. So even though you drink it together, it's not called a kriyas, one can't be made to the other one. It's only by pas, when you come to eat a suda, that's called you be kaveir in one makam. So here the Maila was, since you already sat down to eat the Suda, you had a Seba for the past, and that is considered a Kriyas, eating together. So Mel das Mahani le Haseba le Yayin. Now in the middle of the meal, if they bring Yayin and you be Haseba, one can make the bracha for everybody. Weiter. Bolehem Yayin b'teich hamozim. So the Mishnah says, if the yain came the middle of the mozen, the Mishnah said, the Kaplosh in the Mishnah before, Bolehem Yayin b'teich hamozim, kolechad yechav baruch liyatzmai. Then everybody has to make their own bracha. Just acher hamozim, then echem baruch lekulam. As the Mishnah made a chilah, even in the case where you have a seva, they're all lying down, they're eating the suda together. Still, if the yain comes in the middle of the meal, everyone has to make their own bracha. Just if the yain comes after they finished their suda, before they benched, there was a minig to drink yain a second time, or in Mishnah's case was where they didn't drink yain then. They only brought it at the end of the meal, then one can make the bracha for everybody. Kredi Gemara, Shalu, Ez Ben Zoymo, Mifnei Ma Omru. Why does the Mishnah say, Bolehem yain b'teich hamozen? In the case where the first time they get the yain is in the middle of the suda, then the locker is called Echot V'echem Baruch Liatzmai. Everybody has to make their own bracha, even though they're Ba'aseba now. And even though you had Rav Sfar before, that since Ha'aseba helps for the past, it's your Zich help for the Yayin. In the middle of the meal, it's different though. The middle of the meal, everybody has to make their own bracha. Ma'ashenken Li'achar Amozen, if the Yayin comes after they finished eating, before they benched, then Echem Baruch Lekulam. So what's the difference? Is why at the end we say one can make a bracha for everybody, because they're Ba'aseba, they have a kriyas here. So even in the middle of the meal, they're also Ba'aseba, they're also the kriyas mokum. Why can't one make the bracha for everybody? And the Gemara Omalehem, Hoyo v'yein be'sabli aponui. That means your throat, your mouth is not empty. You're in the middle of eating. Since you're in the middle of eating, you can't have das now to think about somebody making a bracha for you. You're busy thinking about what you're eating. Or else some of us say you can't answer Omein. Because you're in the middle of swallowing, you'll choke. So in the middle of the Suda, then we don't have an Hogam, one can make the bracha for everybody else. Because we're afraid you'll choke. So the Eitzer is that everybody has to make their own bracha when they're finished eating. Mashenka, at the end of the Suda, after you finished eating, then it's not a question you'll choke in the middle of eating. Then, since you have a Seba, one can make the bracha for everybody. Zitrashi, Hoyo v'yein be'sabli aponim. V'yein leiv ha'mesuvin el ha'mavorach el levloya. As when you're in the middle of eating, you're not thinking about the person making the bracha for you. You're thinking about eating your food. So you can't have das to be yaitzeh with somebody else. Therefore, in the middle of eating, we'll never have one person make a bracha for everybody else. Just when you finish. So Taisa says here, Hoyo v'yein be'sabli aponim. V'yesh meforshim, some hold, kishoy mesavri, mori, v'hei manichim lecho, k'dei l'shmoya bracha, l'anasomein, shei p'turim. Some say that in the middle of the Suda, even if you say Savri, Savri means a Lashon, listen to me. That means everybody stop eating now and listen to me. Then some people say, even in the middle of the Suda, you could be Maitzi, one person make the Yayin for everybody. His only concern is everybody's eating. But if you say Savri, that means listen to me, that means stop eating, then you could make the Bracha. So Tay says, that's not our minig why now. Whenever we make a Bracha on Yayin, we always say Savri first, even by Kiddush. Even though we're kids, before we say the Baruch Hashem, we say Savri. With Savri, we don't say Bereshus. Before we make a Moitzi, we say Bereshus, some people say. Only by Yayin do you say Savri. Because Savri means a Lashon, like stop eating and listen to me. And that's only a question, because sometimes in the middle of the Suda they bring wine, and then you want the people to stop eating, to listen to you, to make your Yayin to Moitzi other people. So it's a minig then to say Savri. So every time we make a brach on Yayin to Moitzi other people, there's a minig to say Savri. Even though by Kiddush that word doesn't apply. Because when you're making Kiddush, nobody's eating then. It's before eating. So really, before you make the brach, you shouldn't have to say Savri. But since the minig is in the middle of the meal, when you want to Moitzi people with Yayin, we do say Savri. So the minig is always to say Savri before you make the brach on Yayin. Now, Shankarin on past bread, you never have that question, because bread is always you make the Moitzi before you start eating. So there's never a question of saying Savri means stop eating and listen to me. So by bread, sometimes I say Lashon Bereshus. Just people should listen to the bracha, you say Bereshus. But Lashon Savri says it's only by Yayin, and after this time. Because sometimes in the middle of the Suda you tell them Savri, that means stop eating and listen to me. And then the end of the place it says that. So he says, "Abu Tzarich iyan ksas mehavdola." Shonum avilun v'yomdim. Tais osnu. Such a many people used to make Abdullah standing up. Is hey chano poitrim zeh zeh miyayin omi Abdullah. Achri shein anu la yoshim le mesubin. Tais yes as kashta. Chur from our Gemara, the only time you can might see one the other, if we had haseba, or else this man is there, it's enough sitting down, but not standing up. So how can we make Havdolah standing up and be made to the Baruch Hu Yagofen, either people are not sitting down? V'shem yesh kloyim imeterech shekoyi v'natzim g'delotzes dey Havdolah kovu nami akula milsa. There's such a svara. Since you have kviyas not listen to the mitzvah of Havdolah, and the same svara applied to Kiddush, so these two things are different. You could be standing up. Habatayis shita is, l'kach nozak taisis v'chayiv, l'mavdol, v'gam l'shoymin. The person that's making the Abdullah, the people listening to Abdullah, Shayashru Bishas Abdullah. They should sit down Bishash making Abdullah. Shaziya Nira Kakveya Upaitiraisam. Then it's more like a Kriyas Makam. Like our Sugi here. So we might see with Yayin, you have to have a Kriyas Makam. So in the Gemara's time, it was leaning down. This man is there, it's enough yeshiva, because that's the way we eat. We only eat sitting down. But Koparam Tay says it's good Bishas Abdullah and Kiddush, you should be sitting down. Right. So the maskana we said though is that we're only knowing usually to be moitzi either by Kiddush and Abdullah, or else we're knowing by past the Lecha Mishnah. But chutz from that, the meaning is usually not to be moitzi one another with brachas. Everybody makes their own brach. Right. V'hu oimer ala mugma. Then the end of the Mishnah said that the same person that made the brach on the Baruch Priya Gofen to be moitzi everybody at the end of the meal, then they used to bench. And after benching, they would bring type of spices to smell. So there, one person made the bracha for everybody. Who made the bracha on the mugmer, on the smelling spices? The one that made the bracha on the Baruch Priya Gofen. Hey, since he started to do one bracha, to might see everybody, with Baruch Priya Gofen, we let him finish off late and make the bracha on the mugmer of Baruch Minei B'Sonim. So Gemara, Mi diktani v'hu oimer, since the Mishnah has to say a chiddush, that he is the one to make the bracha of everybody, mechlal zikodif minei. It's a raya that if not for the reason that he already made a Baruch Priya Gofen to might see everybody, did one bracha, if not for that reason that we let him finish off the second bracha, we would give it to somebody else. Because mashma, after they benched, a choshma person came in. So it's nice to be mechabit him, let him make the bracha of everybody. No, there's halacha. Since this person, Reuven, already made a Baruch Priya Gofen, we might see everybody, we let Badafka Reuven finish off making the bracha on the mugmer. For the Gemara of Amai, so the Mashal takes out this part of the Gemara. The Amai doesn't pass here, but the Svara just is Messiah. We skip this Messiah Leila Rav. But it says, Sariah to Rav Talocha. The Yomar Rav Chia Barashi, Yomar Rav. Hanoitel Yodov Chila Bachreinon, by Mayim Achreinon, if the eighth Yisuda, now the one that washes Mayim Achreinon first, whom is Zum in the bracha? He's the one we let him bench. Why did we let him bench? And since he already started to do something, he did washing Mayim Achreinim first. So since he started to do something first, we let him bench also. So you see there's such a swirl like that. Here also, the Mishnah. That's a machlokes in the Gemara later. We'll see about that in sugyas later. But Rav Chi holds on like that. He holds his advice just as a hakdamah to let the one the bench, let him wash Mayim Achreinim first. It starts off like it. Since he washed Mayim Achreinim first, like it took one covet, we already let him make the second covet of benching. That's the right halachah here in the Mishnah. That since this Reuven, at the end of the meal, when they finished eating, they brought Yayin, and he was the one to make the Baruch Priya Gofen, we might see everybody. Then later they benched, and after benching, they brought the psalmim to smell. Since he made the bracha, we might see everybody with the Yayin, we let him finish off, make a second bracha with the Baruch Priya Gofen. That's a ksas svara raya to rav svara. That since you let the person wash Mayim Achreinim first, he did one kedima, we let him finish off, do the second kedima of making the brachas amot, the benching. Mara Rav Rebbe Chia, Hevi Yasvi Kaima the Rebbe Besudosa. They were sitting in front of him eating the meal together. Omer le Rebbe le Rav, Rebbe told Rav, Kul Masha Yotcha. He told him, get up and wash your hands. So what he meant to tell him was, you wash Mayim Achreinim first, I'm giving you this covet, but Mela, you're the one that's going to bench for us. Is Chazia David Kromasis? So Rebbe Surav got very scared. He got nervous. Rashi says, because he thought, what did he tell me to wash my hands for? Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe some hands are dirty. That's why he told me to wash my hands. So he got like all insulted. He got all amissus. Omalei, Rebbe Chia, Bapachsi, told him no. Ben Pachsim is Loshin Bar Gedolim, you're a Choshma person. What Rabbi meant to tell you was, Ayin b'brachasim mezayin akamalach. It meant to tell you, you wash the hands, you wash my machorinim first, and Mamela, you'll be the one to be ma'ayin b'brachasim mezayin to bench for us. That's all he meant to say. There's a Rai Nachamal to Rav, that the same one that washes my machorinim first, he's the one to bench. Such Rashi. He got all scared. He told me to wash my hands. Maybe some hands were dirty. Maybe I was eating too much. So he told me, stop eating, wash your hands. Is the answer back? No. Why? Well, about the halacha about this, we'll see later on. It's not really about halacha like this. We talk all, like you said, there are no kedimas in washing mayim achrayim. Right. Omar Reb Zera, Omar Rova, Bar Yimiya. Name the sign of Orchan al Horeach. It's about the Mishnah ended off at the end of the Suda after they benched. There was a minig to bring the Bsamim there, and used to make a brach on the Bsamim. So now we'll have a little halacha about what type of brach we make on different smelling, different Bsamim. When do we make a brach on reich? Now reich means that in the Mishnah also of mugmar means they took like smelling wood and they used to burn it and the smoke came up and smelled very good. So they used to make the brach on the smelling on the reich. But the Gemara, what point do you make the brach? And the Gemara mishatala tamrosai, when the smoke starts to come up, even though it didn't get to your nose yet, you didn't smell it yet, but when the smoke starts to come up, that's when you make the brach. He didn't smell yet. Why should I make the bracha yet? He didn't smell yet. What's so schwer? Like that. When do we make a moitzi lechem menorot? Before we start eating. You didn't eat yet. Now the Teretz says, since you have das teeth, you make the bracha before you have that nor. Here's Ochinami. Daita la ruche. Hey, since you have das to smell, and the smoke started to come up, so you know you smell it soon, that's called right before the hanor, that's the time to make the bracha. So drashi al reich, shel mugmer, that means mugmer means of burning the spices. Tamrosai kitaroshin, the smoke coming up. Shetzvam of yoyla. Fedimor al yoros drashi, loy hareich ve'adayin leneni, didn't have a no yet, so why should I make a bracha? The something more posh, it's daim etel moitzi. Right,
the wind came along and see
what it was. It will soften if you got to smell it then, so you don't make the bracha until you're bothered you can smell it.
You're going to smell it.
Yeah. Like it has to be mukhan in front of you, just like even a moitzi. We don't make a moitzi or any bracha until it's in your hand, you're ready to eat it. Here also, when the smell is coming up, it's like you're ready to smell it, then you can make the bracha. In your case, the case where it's going to go away, that's a different shalom. Fortunately, the case here, the smell is vadai going to come to your nose. So when you see the smell starting to come up, that's as if you have the apple in your hand, now you can make the brach. Amar Rabbi Chiya, Brei the Abba, Banachmeni, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav, V'yamri lo, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Ziri, Kol ha-mugmoros mevorchin alehen, Borei atzei b'som. Even though it's taka wood, and if you smell wood itself, it smells good, pshit, you make the brach atzei b'somim, the other Kiddush is, you're not smelling the wood. You're putting the wood in fire, and you're smelling the smoke that comes up. So maybe that's not called atzei b'samim. Kamashpun, still you make the bracha atzei b'samim. Trashi mevorchin aleihem bari atzei b'samim. V'yafa pishin isra. Even though you're burning the wood, v'yena ben el shatim roila, and the smoke is coming up. Still, since this smoke is coming up from the wood, you make the same bracha you would make on the wood. Bari atzei b'samim. Chutz mimushk. Chutz from the type of b'samim, a perfume of mushk. Shemin chayu. That mushk is a perfume. It's called musk, that doesn't come from wood, but it comes from a chaya. Trashi chutz mi mushk, mushk balash shu min chaya, min areya shachaya. It's from the junk that comes out of the chaya. Some of Farshim learned there's a certain gland that it has in the neck that gives off some type of blood. And from that blood, they make the musk, a perfume. Shumavorchen olav buru minei b'samim. Hey, since this b'samim doesn't grow off the ground, so then you make a bracha buru minei b'samim. But the more meitzvei. Ein mevorchin buri atzei b'samim. We only make a bracha, the special bracha of atzei b'samim el alafasmin shabais rebbe. That means a balsam tree. That means the tree itself, the wood itself, you're smelling. Shabais rebbe means they were rich; they could afford to have the wood itself. We alafasmin shabais keser. We alahadas shabachomokin hadasim the chomakim, it just means that the wood is here in front of you. That's when you make a bari yatsa b'sonim. But mashmi, if you're going to burn the wood and only smell the smoke that comes up, since that's not the wood itself, you don't make an atzei b'sonim. So tomorrow to yufta, from this price, the chutz to yufta. So drashi meitzvei, ein bevorach and bari yatsa b'sonim el ala fasmin, she'etz atzmoi bolafnein, we have the wood in front of us. It was very expensive to have the wood itself. So these rich people, they could afford to have it. Any type of a tree that you're smelling the wood, then you make a very atzei b'somin. But lo yisraifu, we're not burning it. Now that you're burning the wood and you're only smelling the reyach that's coming off, the bracha is only burn mine b'samim. But some say, "Be'alacha, we pass in like Rav, like Rav Chizda, that we do make a bari asay b'samim." Omalei Rav Chizda, the Rav Yitzchak, hay mashcha diafasim.